Crafters around the Charlotte area are getting involved in the fight against the COVID-19 pandemic. As WFAE's Nick De La Canal reports, many have begun sewing protective masks for hospital staff and healthcare workers who may run out.
Melinda Reljack is a stay-at-home mom, a veteran of the Air Force, and a lifelong seamstress. She also has a friend working for a hospital in New York, and earlier this month, she called her friend to check in, just as the first cases of the coronavirus were beginning to crop up in the U.S.
Hearing her story that they are issued one N95 mask per week, and they have to reuse it for multiple days.
Well, that got her concerned. She offered to help by making homemade masks and mask covers, and she went online and got others involved.
I created a Facebook page just to share ideas on tutorials and tips that, you know, we're learning as we sew these masks. And just in a week, we've got over 200 people now sewing.
Suddenly, Reljack has found herself helping hundreds of local crafters and seamstresses get caught up on mask-making techniques. She's also coordinating fabric donations from area companies and staging drop-off events where people can safely donate their handiwork.
We've collected now over 500 masks, and we're distributing them to our local nursing homes and to urgent care centers, to emergency rooms, and also with Atrium Health.
Her Facebook group, called Face Masks for Healthcare Providers in North Carolina, is part of a growing number of groups around the Charlotte region and around the nation who are helping fill the need for more personal protective equipment, much the same way volunteers 100 years ago rallied to get extra blankets and cots for hospitals during the 1918 flu pandemic. Instead of making blankets, quilting clubs are now making masks. So is the local NAACP. And another group, Charlotte Medi, has begun 3D printing plastic face shields. Demand for the homemade supplies has been high. Charlotte resident Garland West started a similar group this month with friend Dee Dee Davis, who runs a fabric store in Fort Mill. They've already received requests for 350 face masks from six area organizations.
Pregnancy centers, a cancer center, an in-home care center, Novant Health Presbyterian.
Her group, Carolina Mask Makers, has about 50 volunteers, and they've produced about 100 masks so far. Wes says they're also looking at making scrub caps and shoe coverings, and some are even helping out with 3D printing.
One of my 3D printers is a 14-year-old boy who is printing bias tape makers.
That's the thing that folds fabric into a neat line to make a strap.
So that when we run out of elastic, we can more easily iron and create the bias tape that's needed to make the masks.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has said that homemade face masks can be used as a last resort, ideally with other protective gear. Novant Health and Atrium have no problem accepting them, although not all hospitals have said the same. For some volunteers, sewing the masks has been a way to find focus during a particularly stressful time. And Melinda Reljack says a lot of parents have found the project is a good way to get the kids involved.
We're trying to find things for our kids to do anyway, so they're teaching them to sew. And it really, it's not a difficult design. Anybody can learn to do it.
Her own three kids are helping her out. Her son cuts fabric, and her two daughters work on stitching. She says it keeps them engaged and gives them a tangible way to help during the crisis.
You know, when they're saying they feel bad for people and they want help, you know, that's a great way to get them involved.
And they'll be working all this week toward another drop-off day this coming Friday. For WFAE News, I'm Nick Delacanal.